Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, you know what? I love it. I absolutely adore it when we begin a brand new series like this one. I felt on my heart for quite some time now that I were to bring you a series of messages on holiness, on the subject of holiness, and I've decided to scour the Bible looking for references to holiness. And part one today, I bring you 1 Peter, the first chapter, and verses 14 through 16. Now, we dealt with 1 Peter 1 some time ago, but I'm going to re-look at this verse in the light of this new subject matter of holiness. It says this: "So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scriptures say, 'You must be holy because I am holy.'" And already I sense this as I bring you this broadcast live. I sense immediately that someone listening to this broadcast is thinking, "Oh my goodness, I need to pin back my ears and listen now, because this is really important." Well, it is important. The Word of God is extremely important. And the wonderful thing with the Word of God is you either accept it or you don't. And if you don't accept it, then you need to think, why aren't you accepting it? Because it's Scripture. It's the inspired Word of our living God. It is His words. Often people will say to me, "You know, the Lord never talks to me. The Lord never ever talks to me, and I don't know why." And my answer to that rather desperate statement is this: do you read Scripture? And oftentimes the person will say, "No, I don't." Well, if you don't read Scripture, how can God speak to you? That is my retort. Beloved, God Almighty is speaking to you right now through His Word. He says this to you: "So you must live as God's obedient children, not God's disobedient children, not God's troublesome children, but God's obedient children." You know, when my kids were growing up, I can remember, oh, I can remember, especially when the two elder ones were small, my daughter Natasha and my son Joachim. Oh, I can remember so clearly. There would be naughtiness done. There would be some trouble somewhere. And I would immediately assume it was my son, because I would look at my daughter and think, she couldn't possibly do something like that. And I found out that she often did do something like that. And it was my son who took the blame. And listen to this analogy, because it's really important. It was my son that took the blame. And God Almighty is saying to you right now, you have been naughty. You have been so naughty in your lifetime. And it was my son who took the blame. Listen to that analogy. God says to you today, in your sin and in your shame, my son took the blame. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. But the Word is telling us, beloved, today, on this day, you do know better. But now you must be holy in everything you do. Listen, holiness means to be set apart. To be set apart. When you have a quiet time with Almighty God, when you make a decision that now you are going to have a quiet time, so you set some time apart and you say, Lord, this time is yours. I'm going to pray and I'm going to hear from you. When you do that, you're setting time apart. And when you do that, you are setting yourself apart, because you're making it your journey to spend time with Almighty God and to say to Him, Lord, today I'm going to listen to you. Today I'm going to obey you. Today, Father, my life changes, because today is the day that I have made a declaration that I will follow you and I will be your obedient child. And when you make that declaration, that is the day that you say, you will be holy. Scripture tells us this. For the Scriptures say, says Peter in his first book, chapter 1 and verse 16, you must be holy. Why? Because I am holy. And Peter is not saying that he is holy. He's saying this is what the Scriptures say. And it's Almighty God who is saying, you must be holy. Why? Because I am holy, says your daddy. We need to find that time, beloved, when we can be set apart. We need to find that time when we can say, yes, Lord, this time is yours. And you know what? It would be a wonderful thing if you made that declaration today and you said, today I'm going to listen to Worship Radio 247, and during this time of worship and praise and prayer, and during this time of the Word, I am going to set this time apart for you, Lord, so that you can speak into my life, you can talk into my heart, Lord, because I want that close relationship with you. And I'll say this to you today. You cannot possibly have holiness in your life if you have not got a relationship with your Heavenly Father. Relationship is the key. It's not just a matter of going to church and praying and singing a few hymns and then coming home from church and your life does not change. That's not relationship. That's doing what you think is right. That's doing what you think is required of you. Why do you go to church if it's not to have a relationship with the living God? Because you can do church right here, right now, just by making a declaration and saying, Lord, I want to begin my journey of holiness right here in part one of holiness, this daily devotional. And Heavenly Father, I give you all of me. That is what is required. That is what Almighty God requires. He says, I don't want a bit of you. I want all of you. I don't want a tiny bit. I don't want 7/8 of your life. I want all of it. I want every bit. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. But now, you must be holy in everything you do, just as God, who chose you, is holy. Say that after me. Just as God, who chose me, is holy. Say it again. Just as God, who chose me, is holy. That is the truth. That is the truth. If you want to begin this journey with me now, just follow along with me and say these words. Heavenly Father, thank you for saving me. Today, Lord, I begin this journey into holiness and being set apart for you. For you are my Lord, and I declare now, I love you and I adore you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who was and is to come. Amen and amen.